What's your type?
What's your type?
What's your type?
What's your type?
We did it. All right, you guys, welcome back to What's Your Type podcast.
What's your type?
What's your type? What? The podcast about why we want what we want and why we do the people we do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm one of your hosts, Tyler Mead.
I'm your other host, Sarah Hartshorn.
And today, in the studio apartment, we have one of my parents' favorite comedians. She's performed all over New York. She's been on Comedy Central. She's been on The Girl Code. Please help us welcome Chanel Ali.
Yay! Thank you so much for listing my credits in order of importance.
Yes. My dad thought you were so... My mom did too.
Yeah.
But like, we went out to dinner after we were both on a show,
mm-hmm.
my parents and I, and like, my dad is more of the comedy fan, and he was... pretty hammered, and he was,
they were
like, he got drunk, and then I was like, where do you want to get dinner? And my mom was like, oh, anything. And my dad's like, steak. I was just like, it's 10 p.m. on a Thursday. I don't know.
So we New went York to this city, baby.
Yeah, we went to this awful place near here, and like, my dad just got lit, and he was like, you and Chanel, you were funny. And I was Judah Friedlander was on the show.
I know.
Like, I didn't care for that. I was like, okay.
I remember him saying, you two have something.
Yeah.
Oh!
You have
That's
something.
So tender. That's such a dad thing to say. You really got something.
I even remember warning them. I was like, I'm really good with parents. If you guys don't get out of here, I'll steal you. I will get right in there. I will go back to school and bring a report card. You better chill.
Oh, my
No,
gosh.
Honestly, that's what I want. Because with so many of my comedy friends, I'm just like, you guys are great. Don't meet my parents. Opposite with you. You guys, I'm like, 100% meet the parents. Make them know that I am hanging out with quality people.
Oh.
And not just drug addicts and thieves.
Yes.
Which also... Very fun people to hang out with. No, being honest,
I mean,
until
sometimes they're funny.
Sometimes they're funny, but don't let them meet your parents. That's the only. Although to be honest, sometimes they are your parents.
Can we do a quick drink count in the studio?
Yeah. But real quick, so I've got 1, 2, 3.
I've got 2. I've got water and tequila.
I've got none, but I had a coffee earlier.
Oh,
I've got
buzzing?
Coffee, peanut butter, whiskey, and water, and I'm so happy. The more beverages, the better. A bevy of beverages.
It's Sunday.
It's Sunday. Yeah. It's Sunday in the afternoon. We're hanging. Yeah. Chanel, what's new?
Oh, man. I don't even know where to start. I'm out here on the apps.
The apps?
Yes.
Oh, you're swiping.
Why are you guys so excited about that?
It's exciting to hear about someone else's success compared to my long-term failure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been out here dating. But honestly, like, the apps just feel like games on my phone.
Yep.
So sometimes I'll be like on stage and I'm like, can't wait, the show's over so I can go play Hinge on the train.
Yeah.
Well, also with Hinge especially, the problem is it is more fun to swipe than talk to some of these people.
Yeah.
And my issue with Hinge, I have recently stopped using it. 2 issues. 1, the prompts.
Mm.
You're giving up too much information.
Yeah.
Too many of you are annoying off the bat.
Yeah.
It ruins it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Hinge now like puts people behind a paywall.
They do.
Like
they
the
do.
Good people are in the roses section, and you only get 1 rose a week. And literally, there's
unless you
want
to buy them, and it's like, well, I'm not trying to like become an addict for
virtual flowers.
Now that said, if Hinge would like to sponsor this podcast,
yes,
we will edit
Hinge.
All of this out.
We'll edit all this out, and we'll urge people to buy roses. I never. So Hinge is the one that's like supposed to be for like real connections for real relationships.
Yeah, it's
the app.
I never
did that because I was always just looking for hookups on the apps. That's what I was doing. So
I do think Hinge has become much more hookup, but I also use Instagram and TikTok for dates.
Social media is the best source for dating.
I've seen a few TikTok accounts of people where I've been like, we're going to get married. Like, as soon as I just saw their account, I was like, husband. Oh, God. Amazing. You're doing voiceovers? I love it. Are we going to Target on Sunday? I love it.
Now that I think about it, I do find people often more attractive on TikTok than on other apps.
Yes.
But then sometimes if I think about them setting up the camera and or their phone and, like, pressing record.
That's too
immediate
much
ick. Immediate ick. No matter what they're doing. Even if they're just chatting and being cool, like... I don't know, like, there was this guy who was, like, sort of semi, like, Italian like mafia. Like he hinted that he was sort of in the mafia, and I was like, oh, that's kind of sexy. And he had this deep grovelly voice, and he went viral for a bit where he was like, I get all these comments on my videos where girls are like, oh, I want to date you. And I'm like, look, I'm a workaholic, alcoholic, sexaholic. I'm addicted to cigarettes. I'm a narcissist. And all the comments were like, yes, yeah, that's what we want. All the red flags.
Do we know this person?
I don't think so. But then I thought about him like setting up the camera and pressing record and knowing that it was going to be attractive. And I was like, oh, no, I can't.
See, my favorite, and someone pointed this out to me, I am not a TikTok person. It is not for me. It is a pretty major turnoff. But my favorite thing that a person brought up was, you know those videos where someone's crying?
Yes.
They had to do it multiple times.
Yeah.
Multiple takes, re-wetting the eyes,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Getting the sniffles,
yeah.
Sitting back down, making sure your voice cracks at the appropriate time.
Or to me, the crazier thing is that they set up their camera and then just cried straight for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because that's real crazy.
And then they edited it. They picked the best take.
This is the part where it really hit me.
Yeah. I thought about that so much with like, you fucking knew.
How often would you say you guys cry?
Often. But I often cry because things just touch me deeply, not because I'm sad. Yeah, I'm a real ham for that. Even on TikTok. The other day I was watching a TikTok and I don't even remember, somebody came home from war or something and I was like, God, he worked so hard. He's back with his family.
He worked so hard at war. He went to the war factory.
He went to the war factory and he worked.
This was an executive at Lockheed Martin and Chanel's like, he's a man.
He's working so hard.
He had a jacket.
He put on his jacket to go work at war.
And then he came back and they were surprised.
Surprise videos, the dog.
Things touch me so deeply.
Yeah. I only like to cry on national television. I like a minimum 3.9 mil to watch me cry.
Is someone revisiting that era of their life?
Someone is revisiting the era of their life where they were on reality TV and they cried.
Why did you cry? I don't know about
this. I really don't know. So here's the thing. When I got eliminated from Top Model, I cried hard. Mm. And I don't know because A, I knew I was going to be eliminated. B, I did not want to win. I had resigned myself weeks earlier. I remember in an interview being like, I think I am going to make it almost to top five, but not quite.
Yeah.
And I did. I was like,
wait, did you say that into a camera while filming?
Yeah. And then I got into a huge fight. I was like a scream fight with one of the executive producers. So I don't know why I was like fried. And then,
but that's that almost sounds like a trauma response. That you were like, I don't know why I was crying. They had been beating me up, and then I was finally free to go.
They hadn't been letting me sleep for a month.
I had no money. I was starving, and then all of a sudden, I was crying.
They took my ID and put me in a windowless van for 12 hours a day, and I don't know why I was crying. All of those things actually happened, by the way. I'm not making any of those.
Reality TV, you were also on it in the Godless era.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, when there was no checks and balances.
There's still no checks and balances. No. Well, I mean, it's better, but it's different. But anyway.
Ask the Drag Race girls.
Yeah, word. But I cried. And I cried so hard that I kind of made the crew uncomfortable.
They were something else.
I just kept crying. And at one point, I was like, I'm sorry. I can't do the interview. And they were like, no, it's okay.
Get out of here.
Don't worry about it. Just get on.
We're done.
Was that the only time you cried on the show?
I cried a little bit. There was one, we would get 45 minutes to talk on the phone, not each though, total, 13 of us.
You get 45 minutes to cry and then everyone has to go back to work.
Well, no, it was we would get, they'd be like, okay, you have 45 minutes.
To call somebody.
And so we would then have to do the math. We'd be like, okay, there's 12 of us, so that's X minutes. And so, okay, you go in, Heather, and you get 6 minutes and you have to call everyone that you want to talk to and you get 6 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever. That is so not the math, but whatever.
Yeah.
And so we'd have to divide it up. We'd have to go in. We'd get 6 minutes. And so I went in. I had my 6 minutes. And then someone knocked on the door and they were like, we got the math wrong. You only have 4 minutes.
Oh, no.
And for some reason that really upset me. And then I called and no one was answering.
Yeah, because this is people are busy.
I know, because people are busy. And why? And also, now people don't pick up phones. Back then, you picked up. But
Bless you.
But my one friend picked up and I was really upset and I was crying. And he was like, Sarah, you're being that girl. This is so embarrassing for you. And I was like, Thank you so much. That's exactly what I needed. Laser in. I'm okay. I'm good.
So happy that they picked up.
I know. I'm so happy. No, it was the right thing. It like really helped me. But so it was not the only time I cried, but the other one was like very minor. Also, when I found out I was getting in the house, I cried. And I remember at one point, Victoria, who was also on my cycle, she was like, "Why are you crying?" And I was like, "I don't know." I don't know.
There's a series on Amazon Prime. I don't remember what it's called, but it's about people getting into JFL, the big comedy festival. Yeah. And they were scouting me to be on that season of that show. And then at the very last minute, they decided I wasn't going to be on it, which really hurt me, like really cut me deep. But this is how the universe protects us. I didn't get JFL that year. So if I had been on that series, they would have filmed me getting the rejection. And when I tell you I got the rejection and it destroyed me, I was destroyed. Yeah. So it was really some divine protection because I could have been just fucked up on Amazon Prime forever. Yeah. And no, I wasn't on it. And then the next year when I did JFL again, I got it. So thank goodness. Yeah, let's high five on that. No, I just that series doesn't exist anymore.
Also, if anyone doesn't know, JFL is Just for Laughs in Montreal. It's
a big comedy festival,
huge,
yeah.
It's the big one.
Thank you so much. Congratulations. I'm really proud of that.
And since we're already talking apps and crying and sadness, we have to ask Chanel, what's your type?
Yeah.
Oh man. If we lined up all the guys I've ever dated.
You're straight, right? Like okay. You know, yeah, but it's okay.
I've dated fluidly, I would say. Thank you so much. And if we line them all up, right, you would say Chanel doesn't have good vision. Because
if you line them all up, we'd say about -5 and -10.
All of these men not only are wildly different looking, but kind of crazy.
You're like, the vision is bad. Also, her vision for her future, bad.
Bad. But this dates back to when I was a young girl, because I've really been like really like digging into this lately. Oh. And when I was little, I was in love with Benicio del Toro, right?
Okay.
I was just like, yes, papi, you're so shaky.
You need a hug.
You just need me to hug you, papi.
He looks like he's constantly like maybe detoxing.
Yes,
a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's like part of my thing is like, I could be at a fancy party, everybody's been on TV, and if there's a shaky guy in the corner, I'm like, what's his deal?
You're like, that's the one.
What's up with him, though, you know? I like musicians. I definitely like somebody who can be funny, you know?
Okay.
We got to be able to have a little tit for tat. Most of the time taller than me, I like, but I have made exceptions. Mm-hmm. And confidence is a big thing for me.
We've had a couple of people on. Confidence, especially among comics at least, I think is going to be the number one. We're yet to interview a man, and I'm so curious.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true. I bet they will not find confidence attractive.
Yeah, they'll be like, I like quiet.
I like somebody who makes me feel confident.
Which I pick up on the I don't know. I pick up on the energy of other people. So if I'm around someone who's like shy and mousy and meek, I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to carry this conversation until, like, I also shut down and don't want to talk anymore. And I know you're not going to pick up the slack. And then we're just going to walk our separate ways and we'll be fine.
But I like actually, to crack them open, though. If they're shy in the right way where I'm like, I can get them, then I find that attractive. But
shy is different from quiet.
It is.
True.
It is.
I like reserved. Mm. I don't like meek.
But I will say the number one quality in my type, like the number top, this is number 1, 1, 1, and 1A is silly. Not just funny, but silly. I need you to be able to allow me to say something crazy, to just start skipping.
Yeah.
And for you to be like, hell yeah.
Okay.
That's silly and I'm down for it. Like, I need that energy or else I'm all the time going to feel like a weirdo.
My husband has always said that I made him silly. Like, he's not naturally silly, but being around me, he learned really quickly that if I had a bit, he had to go with it, or else I would be bored and not hang out with him.
And that will make me fall in love very quickly. Somebody being silly with me, like openly silly, especially when I first meet them. If I'm like, oh my God, you're already being silly? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can you give us an example of like good silly a man can do?
Yeah.
Good silly is such a fun
silly
one.
I know, good silly. I'm trying to think of like a time when a man really
impressed
me.
That's like a good production company name. Or like
for you
to like make comedy or something, like good silly.
Good silly.
Yeah.
I used to do this bit sometimes when I would go on a first date where I would make the guy walk me to my car, and instead of going to my car, which at the time was like a Hyundai Sonata that was really old, I would pick the fanciest car in the lot. I would just pick like whatever car was fancy and I'd walk over to it and I'd be like, this is me. And they'd be like, oh my God, wow, that's such a nice car. And I'd be like, no, I'm just kidding. I'm over here.
Oh, see, I wanted you to really commit and like grab the handle like, and be like,
for sure.
I would be like, oh my God, it's stuck.
That's very silly.
Get
and I appreciate
hanger.
You getting on that. Can you help me?
Can you help me? I'm such an innocent girl. Just I don't know how to open my car.
Help.
And
my
then
Lamborghini.
The dude who owns that car comes by and you're just like, I don't know this man. He's been trying to get in here for the last 15
minutes. He
said
it was his car.
I don't know.
They're
silly.
Fighting
I'm
now.
I'm getting someone arrested.
Silly. Silly date.
So silly.
Yeah, I like silly. I like some guy who like just really is in tune with doing things just because, like, you don't have a good reason. You just said it. You just did it. And you just, and even somebody who could say, like, why did I do that? I'm like, I don't know. You're silly. Yeah. You're so silly.
I remember the first time someone was like, why did you do that? I was in fifth grade and I'd done something weird. And the teacher was like, why did you do that? And I was like, I'm real young, but I know that that's a dumb question and I hate it. And I'm going to eschew it for the rest of my life. I'm going to be like, nope. Why did I do that? I don't know. Because I'm weird. And my brain told me to. I don't know. That's amazing. I also love that you had a bit for first dates. You were like,
yeah.
Come prepared.
Because that helps you get through them, right? Mm-hmm. If it's bad, you got a bit you're going to do, you know?
If I walk up to a guy at a bar and I'm like vibing with him, especially if I can tell that he likes sports, I'll be like, hey, can you name the NBA teams that don't end in the letter S? And there's only a few teams, but like the fact that I can watch a man in that moment problem solve is really good. It's really good because I've seen men get angry. I've seen them get like introspective. Like, what are the teams? Oh, I guess there's the Magic and then there's the. And I've also seen them be
the
like.
Jazz.
The Jazz. Get it.
Look at me.
Okay.
And then honestly, all those teams relate back to things that are important to me, like the Magic. I love Harry Potter. So I have these things plugged in, so I have something to say. And if they can get through that exercise, we're
you're blowing Tyler's mind right
you
now.
Have, like, good. I've never had a roadmap for the date
the
conversation.
Dating, yeah.
I go into it kind of ready to be let down a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised this time. And then I'm not.
I don't want to make it sound like I'm testing them, even though it is a test, because obviously if they fail the silly, let's be silly and think of, like, I like to say, what if there was a team called just the Raptor, you know? Like, because there's the Raptors.
Yeah.
But what if it's just one Raptor?
The Patriots.
And then I just start going, rah, 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 like, if they all had, like, a uniform that combined, if they stood together, and it was one Raptor. And if the guy's
like a
looking,
Megazord.
Yes. Yeah. And if the guy is looking at me like, that's not a thing. I'm like, I don't think this is going to work. You know?
I've
just been growling.
You're ringing yourself so heartily. That you're
yes. Working. Yes. Can you? Can you vibe with this?
The only testing I've done with men on dates, I don't have any photos of me on stage on the apps. I don't say that I'm a comedian on the apps. My Instagram is linked, so like
they
if
can
you,
find it.
If you spend 2 seconds, you would see it. They never do. Mm-hmm. And my trick is, because I don't bring it up on the apps, I don't bring it up on the date unless like a line of questioning leads it there. Because I've gone on several dates where I'm like, I've been here for 45 minutes. You have not asked me a single question. Half of what I talk about in real life is comedy or like my friends who do comedy. Mm-hmm. So if it never comes up, I'm just like, where was
then they
I?
They don't. Yeah, they're not trying to find you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I sometimes do tell a guy, but on the apps, my profile picture is like me, like with a mic. Mm. And people are like, what are you, a poet? What are you? Are you, what is this, a TED talk? Like it just to them, it's hard for them to like conceptualize. Oh, you're like the comedian, and that's like your job. But yeah, that's another thing that's hard too, because I've been on a date with a guy before and he made me laugh, and then he was like, oh, I made you laugh, and I made you laugh, and you're a comedian. If I
can
make a comedian laugh, and I was just like, well, this date sucks. I'll never laugh again.
Have you ever gotten the you can use that?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
God. I hate that.
They'll be like, I have a joke. Can I tell it to you? And I'm like,
no.
If you do, I'll be really unhappy.
No,
it's not. It's actually the antithesis of silly. It's seriously not good.
Yeah, that's bad. Serious? No, that's it's not. It's bad. Serious? I don't know.
It's
good
cereal.
Silly. Bad serious.
It's cereal.
The bad cereal. Yeah,
yeah,
it's no.
I hate
good.
It.
I had a coworker at one of my old companies once, and while we were at a company retreat, and I had just started at the company, so I didn't know any of these people. We had to meet at like 9 a.m. at someone's house. And this dude had never met came up to me and he's like, hey, you're the guy who works here who's like a comedian, right? And I was like, oh, yeah. And he was like, can I run some material by you? And I was like, can I get like a yogurt or something? Because like, I've never met these people. I can't be rude off the bat. But I was like, I just walked in the door.
Yeah.
Can I please have a moment to ignore you before I do it more intentionally?
Yeah.
Like, and then we both got laid off, so it was fine.
Another hard thing I found in the city is that I've often had, like, just because I've been dating, like, dating freely, I've had, like, two guys show up to my shows.
Unannounced?
One was always unannounced, and then I was with another one. And that has happened to me legitimately more times than I can count.
Hate to say it, very cool girl move.
Very cool girl move.
Yeah. Well, if we're dating, I think it's also like men think once they find out I'm a comedian and they start to date me, they're like, this is probably romantic to her if I show up at her fucking job.
Yeah.
And I'm like, surprise, entertain me too.
Yeah.
I don't know what they think. I don't know how they wrap their minds around it, but every single time it happens, I do the same thing. I'm very calm. I will maybe introduce them, and if I can keep it, but I'll seat them far apart, try to give them separate but equal attention, and then I will decide, like, who really deserves my time tonight, and the other one has to get excused.
That
but
is
every
wild.
Time it happens, I'm like, again, Chanel.
Again, this has happened. Where
again.
Yeah.
Now you have to go to the bathroom and text that other one.
In the TV show about your life, that will be a pivotal scene, and I'm excited for
it. Yeah. There's a very similar Seinfeld bit where, like, Jerry does show up to a girl's job.
Mm.
And he's just like, see how weird this is?
Wow.
And then he starts to boo.
I would do that. I would do that for the bit.
Very funny bit.
Like go to a bank and start booing. Yeah.
Oh, join a marketing meeting on Zoom and they pitch an idea and it's like, boo. That's not funny.
Oh, Carol's bombing. Fucking hate Carol, man. Right? Am I right?
No, 100%. You've mentioned, like, silly being a good one. What's, like, in terms of attraction and, like, pulling you into their orbit? Like, someone's at a bar. What's something that a person can do to kind of, like, draw you in, like, in a public space?
They could be, like, really feeling the music. I will say that even though I have dated, like, very good-looking people and also ugly people, because I don't really discriminate, thank you so much. That has never really been, like, I've never really been interested in somebody just because of their attractiveness. Like, that's maybe been a factor. But for me, I need to, like, interact with you and see you in some type of, before I feel anything.
Very much the same way. I actually have a question related to that we've asked every guest, because I recently found out that this is not normal.
Mm.
We live in New York City. We walk around. We see a lot of people. How often do you see someone and you're like, oh, I'm attracted to that person? Not they are attractive. Because I very frequently see someone and I'm like, yeah, symmetrical face.
Rarely. Even yesterday, I remember being like, damn. And I was like, oh, I haven't said that in a while. Like, I just saw a guy on the train. I was like, oh, shit, that guy is crazy good looking. But no, that rarely happens to me.
I may have misunderstood your question then. Because I thought you were just asking, when do you... how often do you see someone who is attractive?
No. I make a distinction.
Being like...
Yes. Yeah. A lot of people can be objectively attractive.
And I might even notice it and be like, wow, like that person is pretty or well-dressed or whatever. Like,
yeah, symmetrical face.
Yeah.
Tall, fit body. But that I'm actually like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like where they would have to work to turn me off.
Yeah.
You know, they'd have to really like move backwards, if that makes sense. Like, the baseline is there. That happens maybe once a year for me. Maybe twice a year. How about you? Now that you know, understand the question
better, because we talked about this on earlier episodes.
I would say a couple of times a week of, like, I feel that pull.
Yeah.
I also think that I am I think some of it has to do with, like, a slight difference in, like, what we're out in these streets for.
That's true.
You're out walking children in nature. A specific child.
That's true.
Yeah.
Not just random ones.
Well, you could.
I could.
Pied Piper.
It is truly wild. Now that I have one, they like me so much better. It's really, and they can tell that I'm safe somehow. It's every time we go to story hour at the library, they, like, gather around me. That's because I'm very good at reading stories.
You're like, I can actually read at a 3-year-old level.
I'm a great story hour.
Yeah, but where I'm like, actually, it's true. There is also, I'm not actively looking at all, but
I feel like I have to interact with you to know. I gotta smell you a little and get your vibe and figure it out.
Yeah.
Sometimes the interaction ruins it, though.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be like, oh, you're so good looking. And then I heard how you talked to that waitress.
Yeah.
It's such fucking a weird
asshole.
When people can't behave in public, yeah. I am just like, why were you let out of the house? Mm-hmm. Who's responsible for that? Because, like, yeah. I do think most people have someone in their life that's trying to be like, be better.
Yeah.
And, like, to just not listen to that voice at all, I am just like, what are we doing?
I also went to this last season when we had a lot of holiday parties. I had a couple guys who were like, I would like to come with you to this party. And, like, I could tell that they were thinking, like, this is going to be a test for if we can whatever, whatever. And, like, I can hold my liquor really well. I can party. But also, like, a lot of these parties are also kind of my job, you know? Like, we're at a comedy club. We're doing whatever, whatever. And to have the guy get, like, sloshed, literally, like, peeing outside. I'm like, there's bathrooms in here. There's lots of bathrooms. You don't need
to pee. With urinals.
You don't have to pee outside, man. This is my job. Like, if you cannot handle this Christmas party, I don't know if you're going to be able to handle Hollywood, baby.
Yeah. That's also just basic. Like, if you're going, I think there is a misunderstanding that, like, this is your job.
It's my job. Like, it's fun and we're drinking and
yeah.
everybody's laughing, but it's also like,
but I have to see these people.
Yes, yeah. And they're going to remember what I do if I pee outside.
Yeah.
And they're going to talk shit about me even being associated with you because you peed outside.
Yeah. You brought a dog to that party.
You know?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Let's take a little break. And we're back.
We did it.
Sweet and delicious Sarah Hartshorn in the studio.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
So, yeah, so like, again, so you're out vibing to good music.
Vibing to good music, treating the wait staff well. I like that. Asking for something unorthodox. Like, I often will order, like, I'll be like, I want a tequila cranberry, but can you put some cherries in it? Like, just sometimes I have a vibe where I'm like, I just want three combination of things that, you know, people don't
you
usually
like
do.
Silliness in
yes,
all aspects.
Yes, I do.
All aspects. I love that.
I do.
Though.
And I like if somebody is like, oh, that's an interesting drink. Or, like, if they can just hop on that energy of, like, let's discuss whatever. The other night, this guy sat next to me at the bar, and he said there was somebody sitting down further from us, and they had an animal with them. We legitimately could not tell what it was. And so he turned to me and he's like, is that a dog or a cat? And I was like, well, you're very interesting.
Yeah.
You already have a silly voice.
You're a very silly man in this bar. Yeah. It's like 2 a.m. I'm like, what are you doing in here by yourself looking at animals? You know? Tell me how you got here. I want to hear everything about you.
And by here, I mean this bar. I mean this
country.
City. I mean this country. I mean this continent. Like,
yes.
Walk me through the whole thing.
Yeah.
You like, I'm picking up on the sense that you like kind of a character. Like,
I do.
You are not going to go for a dude who just, like, shows up to work and comes home. Like,
no.
You need something going.
And I feel like I've gotten bored with guys so much because I could tell that for them, like, I was the most exciting thing they had ever, like, talked to or been around. And I'm just like, yeah, I can't. That's a lot of pressure on me all the time.
Yeah.
To be the most interesting one.
That's such a good articulation of something I think a lot of girls experience. Mm-hmm. Not to generalize, hashtag not all men, hashtag not all girls, hashtag gender as a spectrum. I don't want to be the most exciting thing in your life. I don't want to.
Not all the time, definitely not.
Well, yeah. I also think
yeah,
a lot
for
of
a night, maybe. Maybe.
I've seen this happen to a few couples, and I'm curious if you guys agree with this. I have noticed there are people where it's like they don't even have to get married. They just have to kind of realize they are like, I'm pretty set here. Like, I'm settling in.
Yeah.
And their world sometimes just shrinks to like the two of them.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people do go into a relationship being like, well, the world is buddy system reliant. Mm. And this is going to be my buddy. And if I'm going to be with the buddy, they got to be the best, most interesting person. My take is get some fucking friends.
Get some friends.
Like,
yeah.
Your person needs to have friends. You need to have friends. One of my friends was actually like texting me recently and he was like, well, so and so's starting a relationship. I'm not going to see him for 2 years.
I have a friend who's like that. She disappears when she gets a boyfriend. I hate it.
And she's like, what?
It's really not healthy. I mean, you're going to set yourself up for something one day where you're like, oh, I don't have anybody else to confide in.
Right. Yeah. I want to confide about some fuck shit that my person's doing.
Right.
Right. Yeah. To me, that's a little scary because, again, like, it's that same thing where it's like, I can't be everything for you.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be the thing that I already am. Mm-hmm. And get better because of you.
Yeah.
Like, I love what you were saying about, like, adding something to people, like, making them sillier, making them more fun. Like, that's always exciting. Like, the things that you, the give and take is very exciting, but it can't just be, like, it's just us.
Yeah.
It's just us. Because what about when it's not just us?
My husband and I have known each other since I was 11 years old. We didn't date then, obviously. And also important to note that he was 12.
Yes.
Okay.
He was an adult, and I was 11.
You had a long lead on it. So.
But we had a long lead on it, and we've known each other for so long. And we did get together when I was like 16, 17. And so we've been together for so long, and we've known each other for so long that for all of our 20s, we made a very conscious effort to go have life experiences outside of each other, to have friend groups outside of each other. I had friends who were like, I am convinced he does not exist because I have never seen him. And I was like, yeah, because I am trying. We are like, and we moved. We were in our mid-20s, right before we got married, and we were like, we gotta go build ourselves in the city and, like, be independent. And while also, like, building, you know, also building our relationship. But as a result, when COVID came, we were like, oh, we don't eat together. We, like, haven't spent time together. We had so much fun in quarantine because we were like, I guess we should, like, after a million years, get to know each other.
Let's hang out,
let's
I guess.
Hang out. Let's, like, eat dinner together. But I'm so glad that we did that. That's also why we had an open relationship for a long time. Because I was like, I gotta go do some, I have to make some mistakes. Like, I have to go be weird. I have to go, like, be a fucked up person that I don't want to be in a marriage, you know? Like, and so it was so nice. And then, yeah, it meant that we could, like, come together. But we do joke that we've known each other for so long that by the time we are old, we are going to be weird twins who fuck. Like, it's going to be.
You we're think so?
Weird. We just speak like a secret language. If you hang out with us,
yeah,
it's all, it's not even private jokes. It's just like.
That's just goals right there, though.
It's, I mean, it's not the worst. I don't hate it.
You know what else? I think the thing that keeps me coming back to men in terms of, like, not dating women is that anytime I've tried to date a woman, they always just, like, really want me to top.
Interesting.
Just like in every aspect.
I
because I have like a strong personality and I have this unorthodox job where I speak my mind. And so they expect me to be like, hey, like, you know, they fucked up my food. What are you going to do? And I'm like, oh, I think they tried. I think they tried hard.
They tried their best.
I don't know. Which is just like too much pressure on me. So I think I'm always like, I always revert back to men because I'm like, well, a man's not going to let me do anything. Yeah, he's not going to let me run the show.
Well, I think that's also the confidence thing. Like, I'm sorry. If someone comes up to me and is like, are you going to say something to the waiter? It's like,
are you?
Are you? Because it's your issue, apparently. And now, I want to hear how you talk to that waiter.
what's going on? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how do you expect me to talk to that waiter? Who's the comedian that has the bit about how she's like, I have boobs, too.
Paris.
Yeah.
Paris Sashay is so funny.
So funny. We're out on a date, and it's like, I have titties too.
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
No. Right.
But yeah, I'm on the apps, but I think I meet most guys in real life or on Instagram and TikTok. But yeah, I will just DM a guy. I'll just be like, hey, I DM'd this guy the other day. He doesn't live in New York, but he comes to New York pretty often. And I was just like, hey, when are you coming? And he was like, oh, I'll be there on Friday. And I was like, okay, I'd like to be on your schedule. High priority.
Hot.
And he wrote me right back, and he was like, most definitely. I'm going to request off on Monday, so we have the whole weekend. And we had never even met.
Okay.
That's romantic.
I know. I agree. I hope it
happens. So has that happened yet? Or
that's
is it
next weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll see what
happens.
That's
very exciting.
Ooh, we're going to need an update.
I know. Yes. Want an update.
But on that note, so you're comfortable sliding into a DM. I love that. I think
I will
smart.
DM. I will like a bunch of pictures and see if they like something back. Like it doesn't take much of a signal for me to feel the vibe and know what's up. And you know what really built my confidence is like a few years ago, I did this podcast, Guys We Fucked. And that day I got when that episode came out, I got a bunch of new followers, like, I don't know, 2,000 new followers, like, but it's mostly women. Yeah. And then there was like one guy in the mix who was fine as shit. He was so good looking, very silly online. And he followed me and like immediately hit me up and was like, oh my God, I just heard your podcast episode. You're so great. And I blah, 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 blah. And I'm so proud of you and blah, blah, blah. And then like a few months later of just him being on my Instagram, he sent me his phone number. And then I dated him for a while.
That's amazing.
And he was still to this day one of the best looking men I've ever seen.
I love that.
Unfortunately, he had a child and I don't really play that. But
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No offense.
I think it's good to go into things knowing that, though.
Yeah. Well, I think I learned that with him. I think I learned that with him. I was like, oh,
important.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
The lifestyle I lead.
Yeah.
No, I've like had to stop myself because when guys want kids on their dating app profiles, mm-hmm. I am always like no, and then I'm starting to get a little bit like
maybe I'm limiting.
Don't swipe no just because it says that on Tinder. Like, mm-hmm. you can still meet the person.
Especially on Tinder.
And, like, feel it out. Like, not.
They don't even know what they put on there.
You, I think it's actually something you said recently where it's like, why are you approaching, like, a person for the first time and, like, thinking about forever? Or, like, something mm-hmm. about that. And I was like, wait a second, you're right. I can just.
That's valid.
I just, I don't know. Yeah. Meet someone and not have it be a thing for. Because I think part of my issue is I tend to look down, like, the long run. I'm like, that's going to be an issue.
If I'm not going
like, to
marry him, then
right.
I don't
I'm like, why? Yeah. Why am I doing that? Just have fun.
I actually got that was one of the reasons I got off Tinder. So I was on Tinder when I would tour with Abortion AF, and I was on the.
Is that because you are you guys have an open?
We had an open one. Okay. We're not open anymore.
Closed it off.
Closed it. I mean, I guess technically we're sort.
They put
like,
a baby gate around.
We
it.
We put a baby gate around it. You know what I mean? So like,
safety.
Either of us could step over if it was. Especially, honestly, especially my husband. I just had so many more opportunities.
Yeah,
he did.
For sure.
Because I was like traveling and touring, and so I was. But so like, if you wanted to step over that baby gate, I don't care. I personally, I ain't got no time. I got no time.
Yeah.
I have, you know. But I started to feel really bad, especially because I was hooking up with women who would have in their like Tinder profile, it would say just looking for friends, no hookups, and I would be like, yeah, but like,
yeah.
I feel so skeezy, especially, I don't know. And I just was like, all right, I gotta stop. Cause like, you know, I'm sick of just being like, I know you said no hookups, but you didn't.
For sure. I've even seen, especially girls really calling it out lately on their profiles. Like, hey, if you're like in the closet and you have a boyfriend and you're just trying to fuck me, that's really only going to be okay once. Like, they really define it out. I'm like, wow, okay, you have respect. But
have you
also
heard Pretty Girls by Renee Rapp yet?
No.
It's literally about that. Like, it's a whole song about, like, I'm hanging out with one of my girlfriends.
Mm.
She got drunk. Her hand is on my thigh. And she's like, you know, you're the one that I would try it with. And my boyfriend doesn't care. And she's like, every fucking time. Like, the song is so funny. It's
that
super
sounds
sad.
Like, yeah.
It's great. But it's,
It sounds a little.
One time I hooked up with this girl and she had like a, I call it a Grey's Anatomy moment because I don't know if
she had a grenade in her asshole.
I don't know. What are you referencing?
She was covered in cement and then there was an airplane. No, there's a moment on that show where someone is like, I'm like gay. I'm like gay, gay, gay. And then a bunch of kids used that as their yearbook photo. They would like reference it. So you'd like, they had like the time. This is such a weird specific thing from like 10 years ago. But they would say Grey's Anatomy and then the second count, like if you go to the show and you go to that exact moment, it's someone saying I'm gay, and it was like a way that a lot of kids secretly like came out of the closet because they knew their parents wouldn't see it. So, but their friends would go and be like,
"Know
oh,
what's
they're
up,
gay."
Yeah.
But so she had this moment where she was like, "Oh, I'm like gay, gay," and I was like, "Oh, I gotta go, I gotta leave. We're leaving." And I was like, "Oh, I'm an asshole. Like,
I gotta stop." I will say also, like, sexual fluidity is important to me. Like, I've dated guys that I was like, you're, like, obviously straight, but also, I don't know. Like, why are you being so, like, I think, like, you can tell sometimes even the first time you're hooking up with a guy, just, like, how tight his legs are. If his legs are real tight, like, if it's tight up here.
Yeah.
And they don't have looseness
in
here.
And they can't get any movement when they're thrusting. It's just
I'm like, come on,
like
man.
A like, protractor.
I'm not going to go to the gym with you and roll you out, my guy. You need to get work on this, you know? Also, like, even just, like, being, like, too protective of their butt.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to get in guys' butts. No. But if I just, like, touch your butt and it's a big deal for
or,
you.
Like, the shaft under lame. The balls.
Yo!
Come on!
I'm trying to play all in there.
Yeah.
Like, grow up.
Just, I'm not gonna do anything.
Oh,
but
my
like,
God. Like,
but
just relax. Put both of your legs up and let me get in there.
Also,
I had a guy who wouldn't even let me touch on his balls because he's like, it feels too weird.
Yeah.
Like, no, it feels great.
Mm. It's also weird. I feel like
I respect
straight men don't get a ton of, like, praise for physical attractiveness unless they are, like, you know. Like,
yeah. Ryan, so they're insecure about
Ryan
their
Gosling
butts?
Look. But it's like, I don't know. If a dude, like, grabs my butt, I'm just like, hell yeah. Like,
yeah.
I have a good butt. Like, mm-hmm. I don't understand. Yeah, there because it's also funny because I go to a gym near here. It's not a very gay gym. I used to go to a, like, pretty cruisy gay gym where, like, people were hooking up in the showers all the time. And, like, this is not that at all.
Yeah.
The straight boys who are ages, like, 18 to 35 are so afraid of anyone seeing any, like,
yeah.
they will do the towel around the waist, mm-hmm. like, hold up another towel yeah. and, like,
covering
pull
their
down
nips.
Their underwear. I've seen men in the steam room come in hoodie, pants, socks, and shoes. Are There's a big sign outside that says, just don't. Towels, yeah. please.
Are they they're doing like, the thing, it. Though? Maybe they're trying to no. lose, the you get the sweat,
no, nope. you can
go
tell.
Down they're, a window glass. I don't
they
know.
Are scared someone is going to look at or pounce on them, and then you see any man over 50, and they are taking their balls on a world tour of that locker room. Mm-hmm. They want everyone to see yeah. right,
they're
left,
hands.
Under. They're using the blow dryer to get them dry.
Wow.
It's a lot. And I just, I don't understand straight men being so scared of their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sad, really. I feel bad for them.
And the last time I, like, casually hooked up with a guy, when he wanted to hook up again, I was like, yeah, I don't really want to because sex with you is just, like, good. Mm. And I'm actually looking for great or an experience.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, I just feel like you're a little closed off. And he was like, I don't know how you could say that. You don't even know me. I was like, I actually know you intimately.
Yeah. We've had sex.
And I know all about you. And yeah. And so...
Oh, the counterpoint, was he amazing?
No, I was just saying, like, as a person? Or and
sexually?
He was just good. He was just good.
Right, so part yeah. of it's on him.
No, most of it was on him, for sure, because I created an experience. But, yeah, but it's limiting when someone is not, like, allowing you to be intimate with them. And I am capable of being, like, intimate with a person, not just having sex with them, but being intimate with them way before we have established, like, we really like each other, we're in love, and now we live together. Like, before we do all that, I can be yeah. intimate with you and really open and be vulnerable and open myself up. But, yeah, he was really closed off to that, and he took it really hard, obviously. And then I thought he was going to hate me forever, and then, like, a week later, he hit me up again. And I was just like, yeah, it's still no. But, like, this is exactly what I'm saying. Like, look how closed off you are that you can't even recognize somebody is telling you, like, you need to work on yourself, and you yeah. just come back trying
you
to do the same thing. Yeah.
Him to work on himself and
yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
since we are on the topic of kind of weird, fucked up things people do, we always ask this.
Yeah.
What are some red flags that you're maybe not, I love this about me, but definite red flags that you've noticed in the people that you've, like, been attracted to where you're like, oh, man, I like this red flag. This
oh man,
is a bother.
Guys who drive too fast.
Ooh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
scary.
I like that.
Oh, God, I like that. Because I had a real early boyfriend that drove.
That's such a high school boyfriend movie.
Yes.
Oh, God, and
so
I do
fast.
Still find it really hot.
Especially like when you get into that really toxic relationship with them, and they're like, now I'm going to drive fast and scream at you.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't care for that.
And I'm like,
not.
Ooh, we're having double toxic in this car. Yeah.
No.
I know. I agree. I'm like, is this the end? I like a guy who's, and this is these are toxic things, red flag things. I like a guy who's a little sneaky.
Oh.
A little sneaky.
Okay.
I remember one time I was out with this guy, and we ordered some food, and we had a coupon and whatever. The coupon wasn't working. And so when the delivery guy came, he was like arguing for more money. He basically was saying, you owe more money, and the guy I was dating was like, let me call the restaurant and tell and just remind them about the coupon. He pretended to take a phone call.
Oh.
And then he got off the phone and he was like, yeah, they said it's fine, so we're good. And he was like, oh, okay. So then he took the food. And I watched him do this like, you're so sneaky. Yeah,
wow.
That guy obviously ended up being a huge liar. I mean,
yeah.
It was really,
yeah.
really,
that,
he
yeah.
really
you're
stressed
me out. Not describing
a
great foundation for trust with, I love him, sneaky.
Sneaky, yeah. But I do.
I like them sneaky
I like, but
and
I do
able
like
to get away
that.
Very quickly.
But I yeah. do like that. I like a guy who like, sometimes can look at a system
yes
and yeah. see a way through it that isn't the norm. I do like that.
Yeah.
I just hate when they point it at me. I'm like, no, don't be sneaky to me.
Yeah. Your systems
Sneak
are sacred.
The coupon yeah. lady. Yeah. Don't do it to me.
Yeah.
Well, again, I think a lot of that is the confidence thing where like, I think you also have an understanding of yourself where you're like, that's not going to really fly with me. But,
yes.
like, I like that you can pull it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. I do like that. I want you to argue for us to get upgraded.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
you know, I want to see what, like, sales tactics you have to make sure we get the best price.
Yeah.
You know? I like that attitude. But, again, the guys that I've dated who have been the best at that have also been, like, terribly mm-hmm. insecure and liars and, like, all the bad things.
Yeah.
Any other good ones?
Like red flags that I like.
And silly. You like the Cat in the Hat.
That's you did say tall.
Also tall.
I did
What's
say tall, yeah. It was a little scary, but I like them to be a little militant in their civil work.
Explain.
Like, I like a guy who's, like, really talking shit on his social medias about things that are happening in the world.
Okay.
And, like, not just talking shit with his opinion, but being militant about it. Being hardcore, like, no, this is wrong, and anybody who supports this is fucked up. And I really like that, like, I use that word specifically, and I do know that it's also sometimes a red flag. But I really like that militant spirit of, I'm going to speak up, and I'm well informed.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, the world is a bad place, and like if you don't stomp this out, it's not gonna stop
that
happening.
That is interesting, because it is like a balance. It's like my friend says, rigidity is always bad, which she says is sort of like a joke. She says very rigidly, you know what I mean? Like she's like
always every time,
literally every single time. If you're rigid, matter that what, is bad, no matter what. But like, it is always bad. But I get that, because like that is true. The world is bad, and I am someone who can be like pretty militant in my activism and social views, but it does also then sometimes mean that I am rigid in my personal life in ways that maybe are not ideal. So I would imagine that's probably true for the guys.
I just want to be able to say to somebody that I'm dating, like, yeah, we should burn that down, and then be like, yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Like, maybe we're not going to burn it down. But I like that they understand.
They're on the same page. You
know what I mean? If they go get the matches, I'm like, hell yes. That's the energy that I like.
Yeah.
Are you militant, motherfucker?
Yeah. See, I want to be that person, though, in the relationship. Very much. I don't think I could handle it if someone... I don't think I could date someone who was like that. Like, I need someone to pull me back. Like... I really like that my husband was like, please don't get arrested while you're pregnant.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
And I was like,
make a request. Cool thing to say.
What a cool thing to say, right?
Cool guy.
I was like, okay.
All right.
We love Ian on this podcast, honestly. Yes, I think we've at some point on all of our podcast episodes said, Ian's cool.
Ian's cool. Mm-hmm. I got to find some way to talk shit about him. But I love it.
We're going to play a little game now.
Okay.
It's a game we like to play. It's called Red Flag, Green Flag.
Okay.
And me and Sarah are going to go back and forth, and we're just going to shout thing, a quality, a trait, it can be anything out, and you gotta say if it's a red flag or a green flag for you personally.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be for other people.
All right.
Okay.
We're gonna start. Owns an exotic pet.
Ooh. We gotta quantify
pig, goat, like
red flag. That's a no for me. Sorry.
Skips leg day at the gym.
That's a red flag.
I knew that was.
I really don't like that. If you are big up top and little on the bottom, I'm gonna make fun of you. If I can take a man's jeans and put them on my body, I'm turned off.
Okay.
Still friends with their high school drama teacher.
Interesting. That's a maroon.
Okay.
I don't know.
A deep breath.
Let's just keep a watch on it. You
know? Yeah.
Let's monitor.
It's not blazing. Yeah. It's not on fire.
Yeah. It's okay if they have lunch, but if they're like, you know, going to the opera.
Okay.
That's a problem. I don't know if you guys are having outings together. I don't know.
Great red flag. Green flag. Yeah. Wants to take you to the opera a bunch.
Yeah.
Green flag.
Yeah, for sure.
I love a good show. Let's get dressed up. Let's go out.
Yeah. I love that. Still friends with all of their exes.
Because I have so much confidence, I'm going to say green flag.
Yeah, all of them, fine.
Yeah.
Still friends with none of their exes. Yeah. Talks shit about all of them.
My exes all want to talk to me.
I love that.
Not all of them can, but they all want to.
Okay. See, and you got a good balance, though. That's
yes,
the thing.
Yes, absolutely.
It's got to be a mix.
Yeah.
Currently enrolled in an improv level 1 class.
Great one. Great.
I'm going to say green flag, but begrudgingly.
You are so generous.
I know. And the only reason I say green flag is because I have dated men before who like were going through a thing in life that, you know, they were having that, not, I don't want to say existential crisis, but, you know, some type of regrowth type thing. And taking a class, regardless of what it is, has helped them reestablish their lives. And I've seen incredible growth after that. So I think the initiative of taking a class and studying a thing is okay. If you're trying to do those improv exercises with me, though.
Ooh, yeah.
Zip, zap, stop.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes, no.
Yes and no, but.
Yes and leave.
Does a lot of face masks.
What's a lot?
You know what? Let me.
How many are we talking?
Every time you come over, it's
hey,
just
what
like,
do you look
hi.
Like under
well,
there?
Well, American Psycho, doesn't he do it every day?
Yeah.
But once a week. Once a week face mask.
Once a week is a lot, I feel like, for a straight man. They don't really look at themselves that much.
It could be a little fluid.
Yeah. That's hard. That's like the maybe hardest
like,
one.
Maybe like.
That's like the hardest one you guys have said. Face mask once a week? Ah.
To me,
so like what?
Totally
once a week he's texting me and he's like, yeah, I just put on my face mask.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you like it.
Doesn't sound good
okay,
to me. No, it might
here's
be a red flag. That might be a red flag
amendment.
For me.
Just the under eye.
Hell no!
Really?
That's way
That's
worse.
That's more specific.
What? That's way worse. That's
what if someone told him he looked tired once? I knew a guy who did them because one time a what? Girl was like, you look tired. And so he did little under eye masks once
yeah.
a week.
If
get filler. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like ice roll? I don't know. Like figure it out. But no.
Okay.
And I've seen like videos of men literally in their car. This was one video went viral. This guy, he had the little, just the eye mask and he's in his car and he's driving. And he was complaining about some girl that he was dating and how she didn't bring him or she brought him food, stopped to get him a burger or something. And then she asked for the money and he was blown away by that because like she would ask for the money that she spent to get him some food. And the internet was torn because they hadn't really been dating.
Did he ask for the food? Was he like, oh, will you pick it up?
Yes.
Did he just, like,
oh.
He asked for the food. He was like, will you go there? Will you get it and bring it to me? And then she was like, yes, can you Venmo me whatever? And he was like, why do I got to Venmo it? Like, why can't you just do it? And I was like, why do you have eye masks on in your car, sir? I don't care about this story. Where are you going that you're so concerned about your eyes being put? It's light out. Where are you going? Are you going to work with eye masks on?
That's a little American. That's,
yeah.
I don't
also,
know.
Also, on the topic of TikTok and men doing bizarre things, if your girlfriend asks you to peel an orange and you can see that she set up a ring light and a phone camera.
Yeah.
One, she told him not to peel the orange to get a viral video.
Yeah.
But two, if I saw someone do all that and then be like, babe, can you peel this orange? I'd be like, whatever's what?
I'd be like, what's in the orange?
Yeah. What's in
oh,
there?
I would fully be like, this is a trap.
Yeah.
I don't, whatever the, whatever
just
answer,
chop,
whatever answer you want me to give
not
for camera.
It.
Direct me,
no.
But like I'm not doing.
I don't
like,
want to play this game.
Yeah.
But also a PSA to the ladies out there, because I know this has been something people have been saying online. If a guy peels some fruit for you, that means he has patience or whatever. Fuck that shit. The most toxic man I ever dated
peeled all
loved
your oranges.
To peel and cut me some fruit. He that was his jam was to feed me some fruit. And he was so toxic and so abusive and all the bad things. So, doesn't fucking matter if he can peel an orange.
Great red flag, green flag. Won't eat vegetables.
Red flag. However, I have fixed a man of that. I have cured a man
How?
Of that. I got him hooked. I got him hooked on Caesar salad. First
Great
of all,
choice.
started with a lot of chicken, a lot of cheese, obviously mostly not salad. Then we started to phase into salad until the point where he started to really like it. And then his mom even said to me his whole life, I could never get him to eat vegetables, and you got him eating salad. Obviously, we broke up. He's very overweight. What can you do?
I just want to say, the fact that you had that specific question, the fact that you had that specific answer, why aren't men eating vegetables?
I had a good friend in college, a very nice straight guy, who also, like, is in good enough shape that it doesn't matter.
Mm.
But, like, I found out he didn't eat vegetables, and I was like, that's insane. And, like, everyone
insane.
Else in our circle was like, no, it's not. And I was like, you're all saying that because he's hot. Like,
that's insane.
If an uglier man said that he didn't eat his vegetables, you guys
Everybody would have a problem
jump
with it.
Him.
Yeah.
I had a friend in college who was vegetarian, and that was just, like, a piece of it. It was like, fine, sure, Dave's vegetarian, whatever. He shouldn't have said his name. But I can't remember his last name, so it's fine. But we at one point figured out. Lunge backwards, and that became our new favorite game. Literally,
oh
every
yeah,
time.
I would do it all the time.
Yeah,
but
oh.
I do remember asking that boyfriend that I got hooked on Caesar salad, like, what was it about vegetables that you like never use? And he was like, they're just like gross, they're like disgusting. Have you ever had a piece of broccoli?
Yes, they're good.
And this is not his voice, but this is just like the man voice that I have in my head.
That's what men sound like.
Yeah, he was just like every time I like put like a green bean in my mouth, it's just like gross. And I was like, what are you?
Are you 3 years
what
old?
What are you saying?
Rigidity is always bad.
What are you saying? You don't like green beans? Corn?
Corn.
Well, the list goes on and on, sir. You're avoiding a lot of things.
Like, your life could be bad.
Red flag, green flag. Only has one coat.
If it's a nice coat, I'll allow it. But I do like a guy who can switch up his style. I want you to be fall and spring, and like I want you to be ready.
Sarah, you really had to grapple with that one for a second.
I am attracted to grimy drug addicts.
They're just that pea coat. They've had it for a long time.
Yeah.
They've had it for a long time.
I still think that.
No, like Matrix.
I will also say that I never used to feel like this.
A long black leather? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Very hot.
Oh, okay.
In my 20s, I never cared so much about a man's style or what he put on his body. Like, it never literally made a difference to me. In my 30s, I care a lot about it. And I also care that you can help me. I care about that a lot. If a man can, like, lovingly put together an outfit for me or help me get ready for a stage or even just say, hey, you know, I like what you have on, but I think the other shoes should, like, those would go better. That to me is like a very powerful love language, and I will take it.
I don't think my husband would ever suggest like a thing. Like, he would never be like, oh, that outfit, no, or like whatever. But
yeah.
If I ask him, I know in my heart he was going to be so honest.
When my brother got engaged, he like had it set up so that a photographer would be there, like waiting at the moment to like get a photo.
Mm.
And the photographer had to tell him, like, oh, you're proposing on a beach. So ask her to like put her hair up because otherwise
it'll blow
in the face. It could ruin the photo. And my brother, who has never had a compliment other than you just look really nice. Like, that level of specificity was just like, how do I do this? And so, like, his trick was she had worn her hair up, like, when they had gone out to dinner earlier, and he was like, oh, I really liked when you did that. And she knew, I think, in that exact moment, she was like,
something's happening.
You have never told me
anything
what my hair should look like.
Yeah.
What's going on?
That's
so
I think both of my sister-in-laws. No, my oldest brother tricked his wife when not into marriage, but he got her good the night that they got engaged.
Oh yeah, she had no idea.
She was really surprised.
So my brother asked her other brother to come to dinner. They went to dinner at the place where they went on their first date, and it was like right around their anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And at the last minute, my middle brother canceled, which was pre-planned. And they went to dinner. They're sitting there, and near the end of dinner, my now sister-in-law like rolled her eyes and was like, you know, if there ever would have been a good time to propose, like today kind of would have been it. And my brother apparently like did a good job of being like, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that's like,
What were you
expecting. Can we please try to like enjoy the rest of the date? And then like they went to the place in the park where they like made out after their first date, and that's where he proposed. And she was like, god damn it. Because she's very smart. She was like, I was right.
Yes.
Like, but I gave it up too early.
Uh-huh. I bet she replays that all the time in her head. She's like, if I had waited one more hour.
Well, she also, when he started to like go down, she was like, I'm sorry, no, there's like five kids over there smoking weed. We have to go to another bench.
Smoking weed, it adds a nice
memory. I think she just wanted it like
clear.
Private, a little private.
She was that's like, fair. Not near the teens smoking the marijuana.
Well, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
I used to live in Hell's Kitchen, and I think, and I had to like walk through a lot of Times Square, including like the Broadway theaters.
Too, and I was in the back of so many engagement photos.
Oh, dang.
Photo shoots just being like, and a lot of like multiple times, they were very clearly Broadway dancers doing a proposal. Engagement photo shoot because he'd be like lifting her up in some like elaborate way.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
you say it was a woman.
It happened like two or three times, and it was always her sexual comment.
Did you perhaps mean a Mary or a Nancy?
I did not ask because I was too busy making just an absolute stank face in the background.
Yeah.
I would not want someone to propose to me near Times Square.
Not unless, like, we have a bit that we did there, and it's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, at the Margaritaville?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like, oh, wouldn't it be crazy if, like, years from now, we go to TGI Fridays, and we sit at the same booth, and we, like, it has to be, like...
Have you been to the Margaritaville in Times Square?
Hell no! Isn't that for white people?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's a word.
I think it is, but it's peak silliness.
Oh, I'll go.
They have a Statue of Liberty in there.
Because
I've never been. Do you want to? We should go. We should just go.
All right, enough with this podcast. Let's get out of here.
We're going to Harvard.
But you know what else? You know what else I used to do before I was a comedian? I used to DJ weddings in the Midwest. And yeah.
How often did you play Cotton Eye Joe?
Not on my watch. We didn't play that. But Sweet Caroline, of course. You want to get the party started. They used to love that song, Regulators. White people in the Midwest love that song.
Can't say I know it.
It was a smooth dark night. Just you don't know it with Nate Dogg, Regulators? That's classic. You love it. I promise you. We will play it. Y'all love it. I promise you. But I think that jaded me a little in dating because I watched like couples going down the aisle where I was like, well, he's gay. Or like she hates him. Or like things that were very problematic to me. So like early in my life, I feel like I had this jaded opinion of marriage or like long-term commitment. I was like, oh, so sometimes people just like jump the broom and lie. They just lie.
The she hates him marriages are always the one that I am most perplexed by.
Yes.
If you smash your significant other's face into a cake,
you paid for that cake.
Bad.
You paid for that dress. You paid for everything, and you're gonna ruin it.
Well, I'm always curious because there was a video that went viral where a girl was like, "It was the one condition. I told him you can't smash my face into the cake," and then he did it. Yeah. And then I walked out of the wedding and told the officiant like, "Do not submit this paperwork. Yeah. I'm not doing this."
Oh, because this guy doesn't have any boundaries, and he's probably gonna fucking ruin my life.
I wonder how much of that comes back to like men just like disengaging from the wedding planning process, because I feel like that happens a lot, where like dudes are just like, whatever, like I just want it to be done with. Yeah. I feel like if you do that, you are very literally saying like, what do you mean it cost a bunch of money? Like that's money from both of you that's now gone.
Yeah.
Or maybe her parents, but like
that's worse.
I don't know.
I'm gonna waste your parents' money.
But also, like, why don't you want to just like show everybody that you can do a good party? Because how successful are you guys gonna be as a couple if you can't do a good party here and there?
Parties are.
Y'all gotta be able to do a party, a little party, party.
Can you say you're throwing a party? You have a party partner. We're gonna call it that.
Yeah.
What's your party?
Oh, at my house. Oh, we're gonna.
It could be anywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, wherever you want.
And we won't say budget is not an issue, because let's like keep it within the world. Because if budget's not an issue,
you guys
the craziest party
are
going
to judge me so much. No. I'll tell you this, but I love escape rooms. I love them.
They're so fun.
Yes. Or we like party before and then we all go to the escape room together. I love to like get a group of people together and get like insanely high, just like blown. And then let's go escape for 60 minutes or we die. Oh, I love it.
If I know that everybody in an escape room is high, I think I could like, really get into that.
I'm very down for this.
If I told y'all how many escape rooms I have done, this podcast,
tell us.
The number is uncountable. And I do them on the road.
Right now.
Please set me up.
He is trying to do every escape room.
Please set me up. That's the only reason I'm doing podcasts, is to get set up. I love them, and it's 60 minutes of, like, we are all focused on this task. We don't have time to look at our phones. We don't have time to worry about a bill being past due, some guy that didn't text us back. Okay. We literally, our brains are all, and you will learn so much about people when they are only focused on one thing.
This is the first time anyone has made escape rooms sound good.
Thank you
and
so much.
I have a lot of friends who are so deeply into them.
And they're weirdos.
Like, no.
But I'm really cool.
No, they're not weirdos.
I'm really cool,
even that.
So
they're
it's different.
They're very cool. They describe it to me, and I'm like, but thinking of it as a sociological experiment of like, let's get to know these people.
Even one of my friends, I did a Jurassic Park one, and we were trying to find a key.
Also, did not know there were Jurassic.
Oh, they have themes.
All right, I'm
baby
gonna
girl.
Call my friends and be like, you have all failed
me.
We
can go to any other universe you want in the escape room. We were doing a Jurassic Park one, and my friend who had never done one before and was like, she's like a very like meek person, quiet. She shoved her hands as some dinosaur poop to find this key. So fast, like we turned around, like, where's the key? Oh, it's probably in the. She's
in
elbows
there.
Deep in it. And it had give. It wasn't like a solid piece of. It had like. I was like, we can't even move on. I need to like digest what I just saw you do.
This story will upset you. I did an escape room once
on
study abroad with my friends who I was like living with. And
what country?
Yeah. I think I was doing study abroad in Denmark.
Okay.
We were in like Hungary and like. I think. it was a marketing activation, like H&M or something had like set up an escape room in like the city square. So we go in the room, they lock us in, there's a 60 minute timer. We all start rifling through stuff. I'm there with my friend Evan, very sweet straight boy who used to drink Jaeger direct from the bottle before going out at night. So to give you an idea.
A very specific person.
Also, at one point while we were on study abroad together and living together, he was like, so what is Judaism? And I was just like, okay. Just
again, here we go.
A product of the northern parts of New York State. And we loved him. He was like the life of the party. But like, I wouldn't go to him for like puzzle advice.
No.
We're locked in the room. We all split up. We're like, let's look around. Let's try and find something. And then I just hear him go, I got it. And then the voice came over the speaker and was like, hey, it's been 3 minutes. Why does it say the chest is open? And we all look over and he's got the chest open. We haven't found any clues.
Yeah.
And we're like, what did you do? And he was like, up, up, down, down, left, right. And because it was like a directional puzzle.
And you got it.
And he was like, it just popped open. And we were all like, you didn't even look for a clue.
You ruined it.
You just did the Pokemon trick. Yes. And he was like, well, that's on them.
That is on them.
He was right. And they let us, they had to let us out. And they were
they
like,
they had to let you out after 3 minutes?
Because they were like, you opened it.
I want a refund.
It was free.
There's nothing I love more than being surprised by people. I want to do, now that this is the.
You gotta start drinking Jaeger.
You learn a lot about your friends when you throw them in a escape.
I've never wanted to do one before, and now I'm like, okay, I am absolutely gonna do one.
There's an episode of the Harley Quinn TV show that is literally this, where like they all just get locked in an escape room, but it's trying to kill them, and they are just like, it's again like Batman, and he's like, I don't like this, and it's like, you're a detective.
Oh, now you made me think. Also, things that are really important to me is obviously silliness, but spontaneity is very important to me. I need to, if I can turn to you and be like, hey, it's 8 a.m., let's go to Walmart and get a bunch of toys, like puzzles and like Legos. Yeah. And you're like, that's, no. I'm like, you're lame.
Yeah.
You're not.
The only thing I would push back on that is, can I have an hour to like, wake up and get myself ready.
Walmart's gonna be crowded
by 9 a.m.
It gets busy.
I've only
coffee on the way.
This is scaring me.
Why?
Because it keeps flickering like it's
going. Oh, it might just be peaking because I'm so loud.
Okay.
The only Walmart I frequented was the one in Louisiana near my college, and like it was too big to get crowded. And also, oh my god, Louisiana ruined my perception of how much alcohol costs, because I would go to the Walmart and I would buy 2 giant bottles of Finlandia vodka, which I'd never seen anywhere else, for $17 each. And then I came to New York and I went to a liquor store that had a bulletproof glass in front of all the liquor, and I asked for a Finlandia, please. And he was like, you know that's $80, right? And I was like, no, it is not. That is $17 Walmart liquor.
What country, sir?
Right. And that's how I found out that $5 for a drink is actually not expensive and is what they should cost. And it's not $12. $12 drinks are not right.
No. Blasphemy.
Well, we're coming up on the end of our pod. But before we do, we have to ask. We ask all our guests this. It's the most important question.
Okay.
Who is so hot right now? Who's like the hottest person? And it can be in any way, any field. I'm trying to remember who Andrea said.
I don't remember.
Who's hot right now?
Who's so hot right now?
But it has to be like a celebrity of sorts.
It can, you know?
But any type of like.
It can be someone who's just simply.
It doesn't
known.
Have to be like an actor. It doesn't even have to be. Like, it can be someone who like did something and is in the news for some reason.
Like the Octomom.
Yes. Right.
Who was pretty hot. She's
pretty hot, honestly.
Good lips on her.
Yeah.
It lips, and also for having, how many kids?
8?
Yeah.
Octo?
Octo.
Well, no, I know she had other kids.
Oh, she had more?
Yeah, she had
more. That's crazy.
Before the Octo.
That's getting out of hand.
For having, like, 10 children.
That's a church
at
that point.
She was a good-looking lady. But she was probably on bed rest. She probably wasn't doing much.
I would hope.
Who's hot right now? There's this guy. His name is, I think it's Drew. And he's really popular on TikTok and on Instagram. He's also a model, but he's popular not because of his modeling and his good looks. He's popular because he makes these videos where he just is on the streets of New York and he'll say something outlandish, and I really like it. And the funny thing about it is they always have a really funny cut at the end. He'll be like, look, I'm out here, and I'm lit, and I'm not going to hold y'all. New York City is crazy. I'm about to buy a new condo and then just sail on out. And then he'll cut it. He'll just cut it randomly. And I love it because it's so silly, and he's so good looking. And every video has a cut that is just so perfect. He's just about to say something like really influential, and then it just cuts. And I think his name—I think his name is like J H R U E.
Okay,
Drew.
Right.
Drew.
Interesting.
I couldn't.
Drew, if you're out there,
I couldn't possibly be making that up. But yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he's so hot right now, killing it, crushing it. I think he's like—I don't know—he's got a gang of followers, and
that's
I just
amazing.
Love his content.
Yeah.
Have you tried getting in those DMs?
I did think about it on Instagram because he has less followers on Instagram. I was like, you would probably see this. But I think he also might be like young enough that I feel like I could manipulate him. And then how many times have we done that?
Silly.
Kooky. Yeah. Kooky. No,
Sarah, do you have someone who's so hot right now?
Do you? Because if so, you should go first.
I mean, I feel like the obvious selection right now, and not unfortunately because this is a good thing, but like I feel like the answer that's going to come up a lot as we do this, I do think Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh yes.
She's having so quite a week.
So hot.
We're recording this as Hiss is number one on the charts, I believe. And Swinging for the Fences, she just signed her agreement with Universal Music Group to have them distribute her music, but she's going to keep retention over her masters. She has full authority over like what she does. She's like, and she announced her tour, she announced album, like, she's doing...
The Planet Fitness partnership.
Let's talk about that.
I love it.
I love...
Get your coins, bitch. Yeah.
Well, because it was interesting, because there was another musician who made a claim that...
That she had been cut up.
That she... Specifically lipo.
I don't care.
I don't care either. I don't care. Yeah. That's fine. But also... If you've ever looked at Megan Thee Stallion's social media,
she works.
All she does is work out. Oh my God.
People, like, I have seen BBL girls who do the fake workout videos, and it's like just them in a gym with a waist trainer on, and they're doing like kickbacks. So that's the only thing they can do without, like, I don't know,
rupturing
something. Yeah. But no, she's throwing weights, running, jumping,
sprinting up hills.
Yeah.
So she has looked like that for
a long time.
I remember when she was like coming up and.
Yeah.
Her body is...
No, the body is crazy.
Crazy.
It's really good, yeah.
And I... that gif of her flipping Cardi B over at the VMAs is going around again.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone's like, this was so crazy.
Strong.
And Cardi... Who, again, Cardi's, like, so good at talking head.
Yes.
Where she was like, that was crazy. She's got strong legs. I was pregnant. She made me fart. It's like... I love... Because, again, I always... I forget, at least, that Cardi has a reality TV background sometimes.
Yeah.
And when you... Because she's good at doing that thing of, like, the camera's on.
Yeah, for sure.
We're talking about Cardi.
Yeah.
And I always forget how many people, like, get a camera in their face and are like, I'm answering your questions. And it's like, stop. No. This is, it's about you.
Be
like,
yourself,
Well, not even be yourself, but, like... There's a camera rolling on you, and you're not going to take this opportunity to be like, well, hold on. I could sincerely and honestly answer your question in a very boring way that is truthful and honest and lets people in. Or I could be like, they're watching for me.
Yeah.
Let me play.
Megan Thee Stallion made me fart.
Megan Thee Stallion made me fart.
That's what I want to hear.
That's how she would say it.
What is that? What is that? How you make it do that?
Coronavirus!
Everything is funny.
Everything.
Sarah, who's so hot.
Who's so hot?
I'm going to say Renee Rapp.
Wow.
Because she is someone who, when the camera is on her...
Just talking to the mic.
Oh, did I not? Was I not talking to the mic?
You were like leaning it out. You were like, it's a secret.
It's a secret that I think Renee... No, because Renee Rapp is like making the rounds for being really... honest and insane in interviews, and I think that's great. Like, and it's not gonna last. That's the thing. She's gonna learn how to be better. Like, even Jennifer Lawrence is like better now at.
So
you know what I mean? It cannot. It's a beautiful moment when you get famous and you do not know how to act.
You're so raw.
You're so raw, and I love it.
Yeah,
I have some hope for Miss Rapp because in an interview, someone asked her like, She only started performing music outside of theater, like, in 2022.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, like, you've only been a pop star for, like, a year. This was a while ago. They were like, that's so crazy. Like, what do you like better, though? Like, writing music or performing it? And she was like, oh, my God, writing. She was like, I don't like this lifestyle. She was like, I want to hang back and, like, write for other people and, like, do stuff at my own pace. She was like, this is so not for me. I think because of that mindset of, like, I'm just going to, like, enter the background eventually, I think we might get, like, a real hot, like, couple of years of her being like,
stop paying attention to me. I don't want
to
be famous.
Of being like, of being like, I don't need to get better.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to be done with this soon.
And look, Jennifer Lawrence is still, like, very candid and very awkward, and she still, like, is herself. She just also is, like, a mom. She's a little more serious, and she's not as out there as she was. She's not falling down, you know, she's not tripping up the Oscar stairs anymore.
And Renee Rapp is, what, 24?
That's true. We might have years to come of her being just real, real blunt in interviews, and I love that.
And I think recently she's been like, I'm actually full lesbian.
Really?
I think so. I might be wrong.
That's so hot. That's so hot right now.
Being a full. Let us know.
Yeah. Keep us posted, Renee.
I do love that the line in her Megan Thee Stallion song includes, can a gay girl get an amen? Mm-hmm. And Megan, like, sings it along with her, which is very cute.
Yeah. That's
cute.
I do love that.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that we did a whole musical duo for ours.
I know. I kind of forgot that she and Megan Thee Stallion had a song together.
For Mean Girls.
For Mean Girls, yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Such a bad movie. Not because of Renee.
No.
Just terrible.
I have not seen it.
Well,
you never seen it?
No, I've seen the original.
Oh.
No, the new one is so bad. Yeah. Don't. It's so bad. But this is not a movie hour. Chanel, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you guys so much for letting me talk about some shit I like and don't like.
We love having people talk about shit they like and don't like.
It's our favorite thing.
We'd also like for you to tell the kids where they can find you, what's going on, what's on the horizon for Chanel.
Hell yeah. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Chanel Ali. That's Chanel like the perfume, Ali like Muhammad. And I'm headlining the DC Comedy Festival in April. I'm traveling all over the country pretty much this summer. You can just go to ChanelAli.com to find out when I'm going to be in a city near you.
That's amazing. And she definitely will be in a city near you. You travel.
Yeah. I love going
around.
She's
around. Yeah.
Yeah. New York City can be the bad thing if you stay here too long.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
fine. Yeah. It's a big escape room.
It's a big escape room. Yeah.
Well,
and the secret is always money. Yes.
It's the only way out. It's the only way out.
Money.
Well, Chanel, thank you so much for joining us. Listeners, thank you for listening. Please rate and subscribe our podcast. Rate and subscribe. Yes, that helps us in the charts and on the numbers and on the doing it. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
and
we're having a good old time.
Let us know what your type is.
Yeah, let us know.
If any of us are your type.
Yeah, leave a review. Tell Chanel she's fun and silly.
Yeah.
And
in her DMs, but be silly.
Yeah.
And don't be weird.
Thank you.
Don't be weird to our guests, please.
Good,
I feel
silly.
Like we have to say this when we have women on because I've gotten the weird DMs. Yeah. And
you
like,
honestly have gotten some worse ones than I have, I think. I think you might
have
a worse.
That can't be right.
It is not right. It's not quite right. But you are up there. You've had some bad times. I don't like it at all.
I've had some men who are silly in the wrong way.
Silly in the wrong way. Silly. Be good. Don't be weird. Be good, silly.
Be good, silly.
That's like my new life motto.
Good, silly, and shaky. That might be the name of her.
Good, silly, and shaky.
All right. Thank you all so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.